we all have a bone in our back called the tailbone. And even though we don't have tails, we still have this bone. Why do we have it? Does it really do anything? And why is this trait left over, even though we have ancestors that lived millions of years ago that may have had tails, and those great apes that have tails? Why do we still have a tailbone? And what does this have to do with evolution? And does it still have a use for us today? In this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of the tailbone, vestigial features, and tell you more about evolution and how all of these things even work. Let's get right into the science. Let's go. So first off, what is the tailbone? Well, a tailbone is a small triangular bone that's located on the bottom of your spinal cord. And the tailbone, it really doesn't have that much of a function right now. It's kind of a leftover trait from evolution. It does have a lot of ligaments that connect to it and does provide some support, especially for your pelvic floor muscles. But other than that, it really doesn't do much. Why do we still have a tailbone? Well, a tailbone in our early ancestors was actually where there was actually a tail, just like monkeys, cats, and other animals that have tails. The tailbone is basically where the tail was attached. And the reason we have this left over is very, very interesting. It's what's called a vestigial trait. A vestigial trait is a trait that's basically left over from evolution. It doesn't really do much and doesn't function as it used to, but it's still just left over. It's kind of like an evolutionary souvenir that you have. And some other examples of vestigial traits are goosebumps, which I did another video on. You can go check that out. But goosebumps are another type of vestigial trait. And they're basically traits that are just left over. So are your wisdom teeth. They don't really do much for you. That's why you get it removed. But they're a vestigial trait because they're just left over from evolution millions of years ago. Now, in fact, this tailbone, the reason you have it as well is because in the womb, when humans are developing, they actually develop a sort of tail. This is due because of embryology. And embryology is basically a study of embryos, which is early developing organisms. And many organisms that are mammals have this tail. And eventually, like humans who don't have tails currently, the tailbone just retracts that. And when you're born without a tail. But you still have that tailbone as a remnant of the tail that you used to grow. Even though it might not be efficient, that's how evolution has worked. That's how humans have eventually walked on 2 feet, and they've lost need for using their tails. That's why a tailbone is just sort of there, because it's not easy to get rid of those things through evolution. But eventually, we might see some of these vestigial traits, we might get rid of it in the future, because these have basically no use to the human body. Even though our tailbone might provide some support for the spine and other muscles and ligaments, it still doesn't really do much as opposed to other bones and other muscles in your body. So the tailbone is basically just left over because of evolution and how all of these humans have evolved and how we've evolved and changed over time from our ancestors all the way to us, Homo sapiens. All right, that is how the tailbone has formed. Now, why is it important to study all these vestigial traits? Well, it's important to study that because you're able to basically get a picture back into time and see how all these organisms are related. So why is it important to study these vestigial traits? Well, it basically gives us a picture on how evolution has worked and basically is a living blueprint or living fossil inside of you. And in fact, this tailbone is actually about 3 vertebrae bones that are fused together. So over time, you can see this fusing happen in early human fossils, and you can also see the retraction of the tail in early human fossils. So these vestigial traits are really, really important for scientists to look for in order to prove that evolution and natural selection and change over time actually works. And this helps support the theory of evolution because it shows how humans have progressed over time and eventually losing our tails and splitting away from our early ancestors. Alright, that's a lot of science about evolution in one episode. So let's review what we learned in this episode. Alright, what did we learn in this episode? We learned that the tailbone is a vestigial feature, meaning it's left over from evolution, and doesn't really provide any function. Although it has some ligaments and it provides some support, it really doesn't have that much of a big function to humans. And this is because of evolution. We used to have tails, and in fact, as babies, when we're growing in the womb, we have tails. But eventually, that tail just disappears, and we're born without a tail. But our early ancestors had tails, and this developed and changed over time as humans started to move to 2 feet, eventually losing their tails, and now turning into the humans that we see today and that we are today. And the tailbone is basically a vestigial feature, and it shows the progress of evolution, and it kind of proves to scientists the theory of evolution, and it shows how all of these are interconnected and how change over time really is a real thing. Alright, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Avijit Raman, and our theme song, Lotion, and Music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. If you have a science question you answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out, head over to spectacularsci.com/contact to find a contact form, or tag me on Instagram at spectacularscipod. That's at Spectacular SciPod. Thank you so much. Don't forget to buy your Spectacular Science merch at shop.spectacularsci.com. You can find mugs, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. That's shop.spectacularsci.com. Also, subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. Learning Curious is me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.